There were three people that the land was kavtsa. It means that their kvitzas are derech. They got from point A to point B much quicker than they should have. Eliezer Ever Avram, Yaakov Avinu, Avishai ben Tziruya. These are the three. Eliezer Ever Avram, Yaakov Avinu, and Avishai. Now, the Gemara says, Avishai ben Tziruya Hadamar. We all know what the case of Avishai was. We just had that case where he came to save David HaMelech from his lynching, from getting killed by Yishbi, right? So he was kavtzaritz. He was able to travel very quickly and save David HaMelech. So that case we took care of already. Now we're going to discuss the other two cases. Eliezer Eved Avram Dekriv, Ova Ayyemel Oyen. I came today to the well. Remember what happened? Eliezer was sent to find the shidduch for Yitzchak. And what happened? It said, Ova Ayyemel Oyen. And it came on that day, the Maimed Ahu Yemel Nofak. And we learn out from there that that's the same day he left. So he left Avram Avinu, and the same exact day he showed up where Rivka was, and that means he traveled quite quickly. Okay? It's Kavtsa Aret. And then the third case, okay? The third case is Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov left, went out from Be'er Sheva, and he arrived in Charan. And it says he stayed there, he slept there because the sun set. And what happened? What was the sequence of events? Says the Gemara, Kimata l'Charan. When he reached Charan, Omar Ersha Avarti Amakim Shespalu Boy Avaisai. Is it possible that I passed the place where my father's daven, Vani Loyis Balalti, and I didn't daven there? Loyis Balalti Boy. So Boy of the Mehedar, he wanted to go back. Given the hero, Bidaite, the Mehadar, he thought about going back. So the land folded up, and he found himself there by Basel where he davened, just like Avram Yitzchak davened. And then after he davened, what happened was he wanted to go back to where he was. So it says, "Kibbutz Hira b'daitai ma'ad kotzlei aron yad v'yifka b'mokim u'davach in pegiya el tefila." Pegiya means the lesson of entreating, of davening. Shenem v'ato al tespal ba'ad omazeh v'altisa ba'ad amino utefila v'altifka bi v'yolin shom kivoh. So we finish altifka bi. So you see, it means the lesson of davening. So he passed by on his way to Charan. He says, how could it be I passed and I didn't daven? He thought about going back. Right away he was transported back to daven. And as soon as he did that, he wanted to go back. So it said, Vayolan, it says, Vayolan Shom Kivu HaShemesh, Bosa Detzol Yifti, he daven. Boy, the Mahad, he wanted to go back. Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu, Tzadik Zeh, Bola Bayis, Beis Meloini, Yifta Veloilino, such a tzaddik came to my dwelling place, he should leave without sleeping. Yad bo Hashemesh, so the sun set, in order that he should rest. Did it only come up for Yaakov Avinu? The sun came up for everybody. The Shemesh that went out, it set for him, so he would sleep there. It rose earlier than expected in his honor as well. But we see from here very interesting things, that there were three people that the world, the Hakvitzis HaDerech, that they traveled from point A to point B very quickly. We did last week came to save David. Eliezer that Avram was going to find the Shidduch, somehow he made very good time. And Yaakov Avinu, when he went back to Tefillah, he was also Zeichet to Kvitzes Haderech. Now the Gemara continues, and the Gemara says, oh, so stop right there for a minute. Now, Stam, we should understand, I think you asked me last week about Kvitzes Haderech or something, how it works or something. So there's a machloikis for Kvitzes Haderech, if it means that the person traveled faster or the ground folded up. He traveled the same pace and he got there. Just know that. And it says in Rashi on the Pasuk, it's a Mori in Chulin. I think it's in Chulin Tzadik Aleph. I think. One second. Yeah, so what happened was is that he wanted to daven. Yaakov Avinu passed by on his way traveling to Haran. And he went back to daven, and he said, and then he continued traveling the next day. When he woke up, he continued going to Haran. Now, the question is that we want to understand over here is there are differences in these cases. Let's take the cases. Yoav ben Tzruya. Why was he Zeichet to Kvitzes Haderech? Because of himself? He was Zeichet because of the Zchus of David. He was going to save David. It was in David's Zchus. He was Zeichet. Okay? Eliezer. He was Zeichet because of himself? It was because of Avraham Avinu. Correct? Yaakov Avinu was Zechah because of himself. Now, that takes care of three travelers. However, Eliezer Eben Avram had Kvitzes Haderech on the way to meeting Rivka, then he had Kvitzes Haderech on the way back again. And Maral wants to understand, why is that the case? Why did he have Kvitzes?
He didn't need it on the way back.
He got the Shidduch.
Why did he need it on the way there?
What?
Why did when he you need go it on the way there? He also could have gotten the Shidduch even though it's a delay.
When you're going for Avraham Avinu, so you get it. If you want to understand with Chalal, why was it even necessary the whole concept? That the Maral explains. That's what we're going to discuss tonight. Mm-hmm. Maral explains that very well. I mean, no. Close.
Just thought that they can get married.
Right. It's because in the schus of Yitzchak.
He didn't get to say Yitzchak.
Right. He said Yitzchak, but I wasn't sure if he knew why he said Yitzchak.
Because it had to do with both of them.
They had said
Avram because he was the
going
one
going there is because Avram sent. On the way back is because now Yitzchak was waiting to get married. Let's read the Maral. Says the Maral on this part. The Maral brings down. He's going to explain to us in general why was it even necessary, this whole concept of Kvitzes Haderech. Who needed it? I understand a Yoav.
Right? It was an urgency.
He had to go save David HaMelech. Okay? So you could always finagle and say, what do you mean? Kodesh Baruch Hu could have made it that he should find out about it early enough so he would be able to travel like an old human being and make it there. Okay, fine. Fine. But Naniach, assume it was an urgency to save Governor Melch. But why was it necessary for Eliezer Eben Avram? I understand it's important to find Shidduchim, we all know that. Got to get that head start on it, right? But why did it have to be in such a city? Also, I want to point out one more thing. It bothered me today, discussing with some of the light. We just had a story not that long ago that there was somebody else also who made very, very good timing. That was some chayrus. That he was going, and he made very good timing. He was able to cover what should have taken 10 days. Where was the Gemara? See, it's unbelievable how you forget from one day to the next. Yeah, Basar Yemen, what would have taken 10 days, he did it one day. Now, it sounds to me like Kvitzes HaDerech, no?
But it was more than Kvitzes HaDerech. Kvitzes HaDerech would be basically jumped from one place to the next. That he actually conquered places along the way.
He traveled. He was going to conquer Eretz Yehuda, Yerushalayim. That's what he wanted.
Ah, okay. I guess
and he got there in one day, what should have taken 10. He was able to somehow make it very, very quickly.
Say Hashem is proving the point.
Yeah, so let's understand in general how this works. Maybe we'll be able to understand the whole thing. Says the Maral. Eliezer Eved Avram was the shliach of Avram Avinu. Yeah, that's what he says, which we know. The Ein Halichas Avraham, Halichas HaDerech, K'moishar HaAlicha V'tenua. He says the walkings, the goings of Avraham Avinu were not like the way regular people go and move and walk and do things. It was different. Chakol tenua hu legashem v'chol inyan ha'avos l'mayla mizeh. It's like this. It's, we'll try to understand it. We peoples are tenua is a lush, it means movement. You make a movement. We do something. It's legashem. It means we want to get from point A to point B. That's what we want to do. Physically, we want to transport ourselves from here to there. And therefore, that makes it that we can't defy the laws of nature, so to speak, to accomplish that. Because our purposes are for the Gashmias to get from here to there to do what I got to do. But I want to get from here to there. By Avraham Avinu, the whole Indian are always lamala mizeh. There was no such thing as. By Avraham Avinu wanted to do that. To do that, there were certain things that were necessary. In other words, the focus of Avraham Avinu was on the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and everything else was just the vehicles to get it done. And by people, the vehicles also were what was something, so to speak, in and of itself. In other words, Avraham Avinu was a malam in Ateva. That's what the Maral is saying. It was more than nature. Avraham Avinu really, in his mind, was just going to get a shidduch. He didn't have to get there. That's Hashem's business. You get me there.
So he wasn't governed by time?
He wasn't governed by the need for the regular. Let's try it like this.
What was the rush if there was only three?
Not the rush. there's a lot of tirutz on that, because the rush was for Yitzchak Avinu. Yitzchak Avinu, to start working on building Klal Yisrael, there was a time is taka of the essence. I mean, we saw what happened with Sachev when he pushed off conquering Yerushalayim by one night. He ended up not getting there. No, but the point is that by Avraham Avinu, he didn't even, it wasn't an issue of how I was going to get there. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's business. Get me there. I just have to get a shidduch for my son. So Eliezer, go get me a shidduch. That was what he had to do. That's what he had to do. That's it. The actual mitzvahs of getting there wasn't even a chalal on Avraham Avinu's head. Because it's a Magid Shef. That Hashem is going to work that out.
In his regular actions of whatever he did.
That's what the morale is telling us. That the Avos.
And he said for all the Avos. But we see with Yaakov and Esav and the Brachas, time was important there. Because while Esav was in the field, Rivka was preparing. And that the factor of time was important for the switcheroo to be successful. I mean, there, and if that was Yitzhak and Yaakov were interacting there.
Let's go on to the morale and understand. But what he's trying to say is that it's something. It's what's the purpose? What's one of the things we want to get over here? Is we can't think of Avraham Avinu as one of the guys like us. There was a connection. To HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Neshama was directly dialed in and connected. Everything else around, the legs, the arms, the feet, the eyes, were just serving the Neshama. It wasn't even on his mind of something to do. Therefore, it wasn't a matter of having to travel from point A to point B. That was HaKadosh Baruch Hu's business to get that done. So, Hashem said, okay, now you're here, now you're there. In other words, that wasn't one of the things on his list to do. He on his list would find the shidduch for Yitzchak, send Eliezer, Zehu. That's it.
The Gemara makes it sound like there's only three times that this happened.
What?
The Gemara makes it sound like this wasn't a regular occurrence. This,
correct. He's going to explain why, because the Avos, Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov. They live like that. They live lamalam and ateva. Everything that seemed like teva to us is only because that's how we're viewing it. But they didn't live in the confines of regular teva, the way we understand it. And therefore, Eliezer Eved Avraham and Yaakov Avinu was zecher to kvitz haderech, because in the honor of Avraham and in honor of Yitzchak and honor of Yaakov, there is no teva. There isn't a need to travel from point A to point B. It's just, okay, now I'm by point B. You know?
So Kvisas Derech happened to them often, like happened all the time.
It's very possible, because that was not the issue. The issue wasn't getting from point A to point B.
So how is Yaakov?
They just, you know, and then they were there.
So how is Yaakov's Kvisas Derech singled out?
What do you mean?
If he's one of the three examples of Kvisas Derech, but he had it all the time. So why is this?
Well, we pointed out, this is where we're pointing it out, that he had it all the time. This is the example that we use. You don't see it by other kids. This is where we're pointing it out. Now, that takes care of Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. Where does David come into the picture? So he explains. Well, Avishai comes to the earth with David. So he said, Vare Yesh Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov and David. So now, Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, we understand, we explain that. But while David Amru Shu Nim Shila Avos, about David, it's written that he was equated to the Avos. Shekein Dorshu Chazal, the Gemara in Pesachim learns, Vasisa Lacha Shem Kishem Agadolim Asheb Aretz, Zer Sha'imim Mogin David. Kamo Sha'imim Elikei Avraham Yitzchak Elikei Yaakov. That means, David Melch was promised by Hashem he would also be referred to in the same vein, similar to the Gedolim of Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. And therefore, he was Zeicher also to this Madrega, which is Lamala Men Ateva, so to speak. Lamala Men Ateva. Now, he says that to understand it better, says the Maral, that Royula Ilu Befratka, it's worthy that they should be Zeicher, they should merit having Kvitas HaDerech. And why? Because the Ovar Yisrael Kulam, Avram is Kul, Kol Yisrael, and Yitzchak and Yaakov. In other words, see, it's hard for us to maybe relate to this, what Raul is saying, because we have to change our preconceived idea. Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov were not just like me and you. David HaMelech wasn't like this. He was the Kol Malchus David. Ul Malchus David, his lashon is Avisha Lakayim Malchus David Shivimenu Kol Amalchus Lakach Kloli Kol Aderech. It wasn't working with the same dynamics that we work. They were Lamalam and Atev. Everything David HaMelech did was daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu and more praise and more praise and more praise. And you go through and you see the Tehillim, you see the history, and you read it in Navi, you'll see there was never a Hesech Hadas. Hesech Hadas means that they never lost, their mind never wandered.
So if they live so lamalam in a teva, how can we possibly learn from them?
Oh, because we're not learning to be lamalam in a teva. We're learning that us in our level, the madriga that we're on, we have to use our karkas, our strength, to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well. Of course, we're not going to be like that. You know, remind me of the story with...
But how can we even learn from that?
Remind me of the story with where Moshe Feinstein was Nifta. So they had Levayas. They had Espedim, the entire Shalishim, in the Yeshiva in Staten Island. Everybody was talking very, very... how Chashav Moshe Feinstein was. And on the last night of Shalishim, when Reuven Feinstein spoke, he got up and he knocked the whole thing. Nah, it's not true. My father did this, he did this. And after his speech, he went on to speak about how he used all of his kirchas to serve Hashem. And people afterwards asked him, what do you mean? Everybody knows it's true. He said, yeah, but if you're going to put him up on a pedestal that no one could ever reach, so then people aren't going to want to, they're going to say, hey, forget it, I can't be like that. That's going to happen. So Mela, in order to avoid that, he wanted to say, you should know you can learn from that. But that's because we were all around the Moshe Feinstein. We saw different things. We connect to that. We're not going to... We always daven until when our Maisai be Kemaisai Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. But that's only us on our level. We're not Lamala Menateva. We don't work like that. But we have, part of connecting to Hashem is understanding who the others were that we can't understand them. That's part of what we have to learn, to appreciate our yichus, where we came from, is to understand that we can't put a price tag on Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. We can't. We don't know what we can relate to it. It's one of the things that bothers me all the time about the sensationalism of going to daven by the kibbutz others. I can hear going to a gadol. Okay, you're daven by a gadol. Who, even if you didn't see the gadol, but you know an old man in Yeshua who did. Or even if you didn't know an old man in Yeshua who did, but the old man in Yeshua's grandfather did. You know? Because then you feel like, okay. But when you go to Masach Pela, right? You go to Dan by Masach Pela. We're so removed from understanding just who the others were. Why and how they became what they became? Were they once a child and have to deal with different issues and not issues? It's a conversation for a different day. One thing we know is for sure: Yaakovino had to deal with Esav when they were 4 years old, 5 years old. I don't know if Esav wasn't trying to say to Yaakovino, "Let's go out hunting." I don't know. I'm sure there are midrashim about it, and you could go through the midrashim. But the point is that the first thing to learn from the others is to understand that we have no sheches to the others. It's goofy. One of the things you got to learn from them. We see from this Gemara, the Kavtza Haderech, the Kvitz Haderech, was because everything they did was a Malam and Ateva. There was no Gashmi by them. Because we relate to things the way we understand things. We understand things as Gashmi, that they put their sleeves in their shirt just like we do, and they went to shul to daven just like we do, And they sat down and they had a nice piece of schnitzel for supper. We don't, that wasn't the others. Kulei Kaddish. They were a dimion, so to speak, of pure connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything they did, Avraham Avinu in his avodas Hashem, and Yitzchak Avinu, and Yaakov was. It wasn't the need to travel from point A to point B. My job is just to serve Hashem. Everything else Hashem does. It's like the first, in order to learn from them, we first have to understand that we don't understand who they were. If we start getting ourselves a little appreciation, it will also help us appreciate a little bit why we don't really understand why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, and why our Hashem is dragged and drawn towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have to make sure we let the Hashem go. We have to want to connect to the Kedusha. We're so busy with the things we do in our typical day that we barely fit the Neshama into our schedule. If you really think about it. Because we're busy. We're making a panasa, we've got a doctor's appointment, we're shopping for Shabbos, and cooking and cleaning and fixing, and everything else that goes into your typical day. Where did the Neshama fit in? Where does that Kedusha Baruch Hu fit in? Where's that connection? So, we see here from the others, they were zecher to kfitz haderech because they were always a malam and a teva.
So how are we supposed to relate to them being an avos? An avos is an obvious connection. We're just like them. We're offshoots of them.
We have b'yichus, an ability. We have in our DNA b'yichus, an ability to drive, to direct all of our koiches. All of our strength in Avodas Hashem. If we would choose to, we could be mevatel our ratzon in front of the ratzon of Hashem. We have within us the ability to do this. That we have. Each one of us. And the truth of the matter is we experience it all the time. How many times it is you get up in the morning and you're exhausted. And you look outside the window and it's still dark. 6:20. You gotta get to 6:30 minute. Okay? And
I hope it's Shachris, not Myra.
Yeah, and what happens is you have to get up, you gotta go to work, and you get up and you go. What makes that happen? The understanding that I'm not gonna be able to daven if I get up later. I have to daven. And I have to be there and there at 8:30 in the morning, wherever I have to be. So I have to get up and daven. There's a certain, and what ends up happening is, it's just, you could be very, very hungry. It could be after a fast day. You could be starving. And you walk by a grocery restaurant, a trade fair, you don't have a fish you could go in. Why not? You're starving.
Beyond your point of bechira.
What?
It's beyond your point of bechira.
In other words, you've perfected yourself to a point where with this inyan, you're connected direct. You have a direct connection to Hashem. Now, someone who's not on your madriga, who does dabble in the tarfis, he does have the itzah, and he doesn't understand how could it be. You don't even think about it for a second. When I can be nitzel and actually go in. Now you think for yourself for a second, right? It's a no-brainer to you. It's a no-brainer. No matter how hungry, you're not going to even have a yitzhak hurry to walk in. It's not even a blip on your radar screen. Why not? How did you get to that madriga? That's what this guy is thinking. This guy who does go into the trefer restaurant is thinking. He's looking at you like, you're Moshe Rabbeinu. You're Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. How could I ever grow up to be like you? No way, I can't be a Yom HaTrefer. That's how he views you.
Here we see that definitely the different format.
I'm trying to explain format to you. So now you take that example, plug it into everything in life. Everything in life. That means every split second you're thinking about learning and avodas Hashem. Now, We can't do that. We have a hard enough time sitting here for 20 minutes without getting distracted, right? So then we take a look at Rav Chaim Kanievsky, and he's able to sit every single second. Okay. So we realize, wow, that's a connection. Now, what happened? I mean, he worked on himself to a point where that is just as pushy to him as not going into the tray for a restaurant is to you. See, that you could relate to. You understand how even in your sleep, you don't even have a desire to walk into that restaurant. That you understand well. You can't explain it to somebody who does go in, because he's going to look at you as being way out of touch. You don't understand how good it tastes. If you knew how good it tastes, you'd go. That's what he thinks. So even though you understand it, but go ahead and explain it to that other kid who's going to go in there. You can't. Because he's not even looking at you as being able to understand it. He's not. So it's the same exact thing. So how do we learn from it? We have to take the few things that we have and shows us that our neshama is driving the bus when we make up that it should. And use that as a dugma, as an example, that all the other things also is connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
I thought the difference was that no matter how hard I try, I can never be a Davening Melech. No matter how hard I try,
but you could be Yiftach Vadar Kishvuv, or you could be Davening Melech on your Madrega. You could be on your Madrega. You could accomplish everything that your Madrega lets you accomplish, just like David HaMelech accomplished what he did.
So it's a matter of effort and homework.
It's called lifetime endeavor. Moshe used to say, the she'ifis dav zayin, how do you say it? One second. The she'ifis dav zayin, she'ifis for a malach, and the psiyas dav zayin, a psiyah from Basel Vadar. Something like that. That means our goals should be everything. But our steps should be baby steps.
Even our best, even our best is not going to be the level of...
Our best will get... Level. If we did our best, and every single thing, absolute, we would be Rav Chaim Kanievsky, so to speak. Yeah, we were like David HaMelech. That was the karech we were given. We used every second, we used every karech we have to accomplish our avodas Hashem.
So, but he had more karech.
Obviously, he had more karech. He was able to accomplish more, yeah. That's the word. We're not on the Madrega. And therefore, automatically, we have to realize, yeah, we are limited with what we could get. But we shouldn't lose sight and give up on everything else that we do have. We should keep that in mind. I don't know what time it is. My watch isn't telling me. 7, 8 after now?
It's like 7 after.
All right, let's stop here for now. Well, we were talking about maybe making it a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. I mean, I don't